Welcome back to PowerTech TV, and we're here today on a bit of a sad note. We're here today to mourn the loss of an Aussie legend. That legend, of course, being the famous Barra. Six-cylinder turbo from Fomoco, Ford Motor Company. A great bit of Australian engineering, more Australian really than any of the late Holden engines, and an engine that is still being highly developed today by a lot of people. Now, I want to talk to you about this car. This car does belong to my business partner, John Munro. I talked him into buying it in 2022. He bought this as a brand new car. In that time, it's completed 50,000 kilometres from new. It is a time machine. You know, it is a great example. He really liked mine because I had one of the first, I think it was the first manual XR6 turbo. I think it was the first ute in South Australia. I did a deal at the time with Ford Motor Company. I was doing a lot of magazine work and they gave me a price I just could not turn down on a brand new manual one. John wasn't as silly as me and got an auto. Funny thing is, we modified the cars straight away the moment we got them. My manual XR6 turbo ute, which was red, we did all sorts of little tricks to it because there was no ECU programming back then, the SCT Advantage software that, again, I helped sort of roll out here in Australia. That wasn't even around back then. So I got mine down to 12.9 at 114 at AIR, which was pretty cool. You know, people are, wow, big Ford. And I found the trick was using Nissan R32 GDR rims on the back with, I reckon they were Nitto drag radials at the time. It was long before even there were Mickey Thompson ET streets around. John sort of watched what I did, and then he went a step further. So I was dealing with NISPRO a lot at the time, a great Australian company, Simon Gishes, you did a wonderful job, and Dave. And they developed this beautiful looking kit here. Have a look at it. This is the Cobra 350 kit, and it came with everything you needed to get your car into a reasonable time and make some reasonable power. It was capable of making 350 kilowatts at the wheels, which was a huge number back then. They weren't cheap, but you got inlet manifold, injectors, nice dress-up cover for the top of the engine, which looks really, really cool. DIHC 24 valve on there. That shows a bit of the old NISPRO's Nissan heritage, I reckon. Looks a bit like an FJ20 up there, just a bit longer. Relocated airbox, relocated battery, I believe. And wastegate modification to the turbo so it didn't overboost. Upgraded fuel pump, full exhaust system. It was a comprehensive kit of the type you just don't see for these cars anymore. And that's what I'm going to talk to you about. This car, I tuned it on a SCT XCal 1, and it made, back in the day in 2003, it made 330 kilowatts through the BTR 4-speed auto, and it promptly went out and ran an 11.9 second pass. So where I had the first 12 second XR6 turbo in Australia, Johnny Munro had the first 11 second XR6 turbo in South Australia. So it was pretty good. Actually, my 12 was probably the first in Australia because no one really had one by then, you know. I was only 6 months in and deliveries were not even really starting for normal humans. So I was lucky to get in early. Of course, everyone soon very quickly beat my 12.9, and I didn't progress any further with the car. Did some little things to it, but this one stayed with us. In the interim, we've built the gearbox because John doesn't mind a good power skid in closed, controlled environments, and has ruptured a couple of the BTRs. And also, the engine has been freshened up. He just wanted to build it to handle boost, so it's got pistons and rods in it, the basic little build. BA rods were piss weak and did bend and throw. Luckily, this is still the original block. It never did any of that, but it was just a precaution. Which brings me to today, where I don't even really like working on these cars anymore. Why is that? Because most of them are used, abused, and held together with twigs and tape now. This time machine here is bloody perfect. It's mint. It's the way an XR6 turbo should be. Everything's integrated. It's well maintained. It's well tuned. It goes well, and it's just a pleasure to drive. I mean, John even got some Volk Racing, Raise Engineering. I forget the brand. all the JDMs will hate me because I don't know what they are, but it's got specially made Nissan GDR rims on it. It's got drag radials on the back. It just is the complete car, and it's a collector's car, and it's going nowhere. But today, when you open a bonnet, you rarely see anything good like this. You see an eBay intercooler, an air filter kit off Wish, a mishmash of parts, injectors that are just, no one even knows what they are or what they do. They're just a bloody mess, the majority of them, which is why I don't like working on them. You spend, on a 6-hour tune, you spend another 15 hours actually working to make the car right first. And, you know, they're mainly stuffed. 300,000K old one, forget about it, mate. I'm sure there are some out there that can make power, but a BA at 300,000, if you want to up the boost, you are putting a hole straight through the side of the block out this away. No good. What I want to see is some more people take these cars seriously, respect their heritage, get the old school stuff like this for them that works and works perfectly, put together integrated packages and maintain them properly. There are some people out there doing that, yes, but the majority, no. They're building bitses that just simply crap themselves constantly, and that's why we don't like working on them. You bring us a car like this, no problems at all, or something standard, well-maintained, low in the case that you want to put an integrated package together for, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, there are so many great options for these now, from billet blocks through to a Haltech plug-in that replaces the ECU and the factory one and removes a lot of limitations. That's my rant for today. I think the biggest problem with XR6 turbos is some of the owners. There are some great guys out there that have got some great cars, you know. I would personally love another one in the stable one day, but finding the right car now is super hard, you know. They're a badass car. I picked it at the time, said they were going to be the next VL Turbo. Performance six cylinder, you know, Aussie culture thing. And I was right. Just took a few years to come online. And they're going to be worth money, these things, one day. This is a cracker. And every time I get disappointed with seeing a badly built one, I come out and have a look at this. And it makes me happy. So thanks once more. This is just my little rant. But thanks once more for listening to Range Anxiety.